welcome to the Rolling Wave with John Daly and Jeff Hoyt.
Hello.
And Brea's here too. She's over guarding the door.
Brea's being very nice.
Yeah, she's a good dog.
Yeah, just hanging out.
And Kat's not here. She's still in Chicago, but she'll be back next month. And since she's not here, we're going to start off with one of her songs.
Of all the walking wounded who live in fields of war, some are less than human, many somewhat more. Some are beasts of burden, others birds of prey. Some are walking angels, who of us can say? If I had the gift of knowing, as in a fairy tale, I might touch human skin, finding only scales. And with a man's true nature so clearly defined, my judgment might be wrong only half the time. What a fool I'd be. Setting foot in Belfast, what a pretty town. The safest streets in Europe when the ceasefire is on. But if your luck is running out, you'd better watch your tongue. No telling who will lose his head if any word lands wrong. Our friend here tells us a few unspoken rules. Don't speak to the neighbor boy who goes to Catholic schools. We might have got the picture if he'd painted black and white, and we might have understood him if he'd taken just one side. And what fools we'd be to take up such heavy crosses, a plague on both your houses. Today you saw your enemy, but you don't know where or when. It might have been anyone or any hundred men, and it might have been a woman, but the ending is the same. To hide the face and take your life and never ask your name. A battlefield of mourners stand around the graves. Some are dead and buried, but none will be saved. For when the cops arrived, they were torn limb from limb. What God can save us from what we have become, and what fools we are. When everybody loses, a plague on both our houses. The water in Lough Swilly takes your anger to the sea. We go down to wash our hands clean before returning home, nothing much the wiser to battles of our own.
Thank you.
As a Caesar, stormy, I'm proud as an
And that was Julie Fallis from Brave, the Disney movie. And she's going to be performing at the VCA on Wednesday, February 3rd. So put that on your calendars. Oh. And before her, we heard Gray Larson playing his beautiful Irish flute. And he's going to be at the Episcopal Church on, it's in July. I'm sorry, you'll have to check Vashon Events. And we started things off with Kat Eggleston, who's not here.
But she will be.
But she will be soon. The dog and I have been counting the moments.
And if I may just point out that Cindy and I got to see Kat perform in Brokeback Mountain in Chicago. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fantastic show.
You had quite a unique experience there.
Yeah. In the middle of the show, a tornado was sighted in downtown Chicago. And so all of the people who did not listen to the please turn off your phones advice at the beginning of the show, all those phones were displaying tornado warning signals. It was really surreal, and it was coming from all over the audience, and the actors actually kind of broke the fourth wall, and one of them, it was in a very intimate moment of the show.
Yeah.
And one of them said, "What is that sound?" And
yeah.
And it was determined that we were all safe, and the show continued.
Yeah, that was the most eventful performance, apparently.
Yeah, I was there for it, man. It was cool.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to her getting back. That that track was called Two Houses, and it's off of her Snow CD. So next, we're going to play some Lunasa. And Lunasa was a big hit on the island the last time they played. And they're going to be back on next March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. So here we go with some of our favorite Lunasa. This was a live recording made in Kyoto. Thank you.
Kyoto.
Our bloodline flows, we'll always find a path.
was Mick Keneally and David Munley and Katriona Nichernovan, I think is how you say it. That's off their brand new CD called Old School, and it is a real good one. And that track was called Mick Keneally's Fling and the Piper Berry. And before that, we heard Scary Vore, who are going to be performing at the VCA on October 11th.
What is it with VCA bringing in all the Celtic bands?
I don't know. Maybe they, you know, they did so well with Lunasa. Maybe they.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We love that.
I love it. Yeah. I'm going to promote the heck out of it more as the best merrier. I can. And they're a great band. They're young guys. They're from a little island in the Inner Hebrides, south of Skye, called Tyree. And it's. Boy, we think Vashon is small. That's
oh, really?
It's a small island.
Yeah. Have you been over there?
I have never been to Tyree. I don't think there's a commercial ferry to Tyree.
Oh, okay. So you have to know somebody.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah. There's probably a private ferry. They have these little private ferries mm-hmm. over there that are like motorboats
mm-hmm.
that take people out and, you know. They go into town to get their groceries, and then they go back out.
It's very Dunkirk.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Who's available?
Those guys are. I can't wait to see them. They. John. I was talking to Jan of Jan and John Whelan, and of course John Whelan knows them, and mm-hmm. He's going to be promoting them. And then we started things off with Lunasa off of their Live in Kyoto CD. And they were a big hit, smash hit, when they were here a couple of years ago for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be here the day after St. Patrick's Day at VCA.
So. I saw them at Triple Door recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
They are. I mean, I don't know how they do it because it's just... It's all instrumental. They don't mm-hmm. have any vocals, but they just keep it going somehow. Okay, so this next one, well, I should say you're listening to the voice of Vashon here, which is community-supported radio on Vashon Island, and you're listening to The Rolling Wave, and I'm here with my good friend Jeff Hoyt.
Yep, I'm happy to be here. I don't know much about Celtic music, but I have plenty of questions.
Yes. I don't know much about Celtic music either, but I try. So the next tune or the next track I'm going to play, this is interesting. This is a song that you'll all recognize. It was made famous by one of Seattle's most famous singer, songwriter, musicians, guitar players. I did some research on it. It was written in the 50s in Edinburgh, Scotland, and an American whose name was Billy Roberts, and a Scottish guy named Len Partridge wrote it in a cafe in Edinburgh. And then it was kind of became a little bit of a hit in the folk scene, being recorded by a guy named Tim Rose, who was an American but moved to London early on and then just stayed there. And this is a rendition performed by Ian Luther from England.
Hey Joe, where you going with the gun in your hand? Hey Joe, where you going with the gun in your hand? Going downtown. Thank you.
The amazing Rianne Downey and the Song of Old Glencoe. Glencoe is it's a
town in Oklahoma.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Glencoe, Oklahoma.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow.
Driven through there.
Well, it's
not much to say about Glencoe, Oklahoma.
There, people have been having a lot to say about Glencoe, Scotland for a long time.
Oh, yeah?
It's where Well, it's in this deep valley, and there was a village there, and it was back in the old day, you know, 1730, 1720, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit earlier, I'm not sure. But the government was, meaning the British government, the English government, was trying to quell the Highlands, as they often were. There's always these clan rivalries, family rivalries, Hatfields and McCoy type stuff going on in the Highlands. And so the McDonald's, a branch of the McDonald's, lived in Glencoe, and they put some Campbell soldiers there. They were actually part of the British establishment, but they were other Scottish Highlanders.
Right.
And there's this law in Highland culture, it even kind of still exists to today, of hospitality. So even if your enemy, even if somebody who's your deep enemy comes in the middle of the night to your house, you're obligated to put them in a warm place next to the fire and feed them. As long as they leave before sunup, they're safe. If they leave,
really?
Yeah. If they leave after sunup, then you can
eviscerate them.
Yes, but it's this law of hospitality that no matter what, you know, we might not have much, but we'll share it with you, kind of thing.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So that is very civilized.
These Campbells were, and there's this ancient rivalry between the McDonald's and the Campbells. And so the McDonald's and the
burgers versus soup,
vegetarians versus hamburger eaters. They, in the middle of the night, they were ordered to do this. They're in the middle of the night. They woke up and they massacred the village.
Oh,
and they weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even to this day, people, there are McDonald's who do not trust Campbell's.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I have a friend, Scott McDonald, coming to visit on Sunday. Maybe I'll ask him.
Yeah, don't ask him don't tell him you're a Campbell if you are. So Before that, we heard Enda Scahill from Galway, a wonderful banjo player that Kat and I got to see in Bremerton a few months ago. And we started things off with the English guitar player Ian Luther singing a song that was made famous by Jimi Hendrix. And as we all know, Hendrix is a Scottish name. So is Bruce Lee. I guess we could claim Bruce Lee too, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to see Hendrix, you know, set an accordion on fire.
Yeah. There is an accordion player in Scotland who goes by his name is Shimmy Hendrix.
Shimmy Hendrix. Shimmy. Really?
Yeah, Shimmy is like Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
But in Gaelic. So,
does he shred?
He tries.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of his music, so yeah. We haven't played him here. Yeah. But he does things like rip his t-shirt off, you know.
Of course.
Wrestling style.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to the sublime of the music and listen to a little bit of Brendan Begley and Kevin O'Reilly off of their A Moment of Madness CD. This is a tune that that Brendan wrote for his daughter. Thank you.
I walked as a soldier. They carried me home. Then I walked to the factory. They gave me the dole. So I read till my head spin to know of this world that I share with a pretty young girl. I came across the water from County Tyrone, and I took my first steps at the century's turn. I walked as a schoolboy, no shoes to my name, learning my pleasure and poverty's pride, my shame. I walked as a soldier, they carried me home, my chest with a bullet and a wallet now torn. Every snapshot was pierced, faces young and serene, just the friends of a soldier in 1917. It's the shoes of a man, tell a life the way words never can. Roared on. Now here was a woman, both canny and strong, a fine crop of children, the blessing she bore, and we taught them the riches of even the poor. Yes, I walked with the unions to ring in some change, that our labor be bound and ours a fair wage, and I walked with my ballot to vote out the means, and I stood with the people on Glasgow Green. It's the shoes of a man, tell a life the way words never can. It's the shoes. Sometimes faulty, belabored and slow, but I still tell my stories, songs and my dreams to those with the patience for old memories. It's the shoes of a man, tell a life the way words never can.
Maria Dunn, and that was The Shoes of a Man. And before that, we heard Brendan Begley and Kevin O'Reilly with, see, I'll probably butcher this. It's in Irish.
Go ahead and butcher it.
Tone Cliona, which means Kleena's tune. And it's been my pleasure to be here with Jeff.
Well, my pleasure as well.
Recording this.
Cat next.
Cat will be here next week.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a reason for living now. And want to go out with a track from Jan Falke, who recently performed at the Episcopal Church. And so just to review, we've got Gray Larson and Cindy Callett coming to the Episcopal Church in the month of July. And then we've got in October, we've got Scary Vore coming to VCA. Then in February, we have Julie Fallows coming to VCA. And then finally in March, right the day after St. Patrick's Day, we have Lunas at VCA. So thanks, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll hear my stumbling patter again next month. Thanks for listening.
Laissez aux oiseaux dire les secrets du ciel.